Dictation for Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A, Munoz, M-U-N-O-Z, Chacon, C-H-A-C-O-N. February 4, 69. Patricia, new ESRD, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, dialysis in ALMA, A-L-M-A, primary care, Dr. Lee, L-I, Carson City, diabetes for at least 15 years, hypertension, started dialysis with Valium overload. She was at Lansing, has a dialysis catheter. She speaks Spanish. I saw her in the company of social worker and dietitian. No infection of the catheter, exploring home peritoneal dialysis. Does not have insurance to look for transplant. She's legally blind. Best eye on the right, recently got cloudy, probably bleeding. She can see a red huge or hue, red hue, H-U-G-E. The bad eye now is doing all the job on the left. Has neuropathy but no ulcers. She has obesity. Presently, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, still making urine. She has off and on episodes of difficulty dyspnea, no chest pain palpitations, no lightheadedness, unable to work, no pruritus, no rash. Next paragraph, past medical history, diabetes, obesity, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, now dialysis. Years back, negative cardiac cath. She's not aware of endocarditis, congestive heart failure, rheumatic fever, endocarditis. She's supposed to have an echocardiogram by the end of this month. No history of event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS, stroke, or seizures. She's not aware of chronic liver disease. She's not aware of kidney stones, pneumonia. Not aware of allergies. I review medications with her. Lipitor, Faslo, Coric, Insulin Lentas, Zetia. During dialysis, she gets anemia, Mircera, beginning today. Next paragraph, surgery is gallbladder, dialysis catheter. Next paragraph, she lives with husband. They are migrants from Mexico many years back. They used to work for St. John's Apple Cider. They have a son and a daughter. Son just graduated senior Fulton, F-U-L-T-O-N, and now working in a ranch, cows. Daughter is 16 years old. He still has 1 or 2 years to go at school. Patient has limited insurance, only for dialysis. She says to be able to afford food, and she was getting some help medications through Sparrow. She doesn't drive. Husband does transportation back and forth. On physical exam, very pleasant, alert, oriented, 9-4 lady. She's blind. She has to read very close to her eye on the left side. When I saw her early, was okay during dialysis, developed some degree of dyspnea. We decreased the ultrafiltration and then able to put it back to 1.5, originally 2.5 liters. normal speech, no facial asymmetry. I heard few wheezing, but eventually disappeared. No local eye rales, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial wrap, no abdominal distension, minimal edema and focal. Next paragraph. Target weight is 101.5. Blood pressure has been 100s to 120s over 50s. Frequent low blood pressure during dialysis. Today, I discontinue hydralazine. She's been dialyzing with a clearance. Anemia at 9 to start Binofair Mircera. Iron saturation low, ferritin low normal, normal platelets. A1C at 7.1, normal potassium acid base albumin. Phosphorus elevated 6.7. Increased phosphorus binder, corrected calcium, normal low, parathyroid elevated. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. End-stage renal disease, diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. Present clearance is good. I discussed with her at length what is peritoneal dialysis. She wants to proceed. Husband or daughter might need to help with this, as she has near blindness. We discuss about diet. We are increasing the binder to 2 each meal. We are adding Mircera and Binofair. We will monitor PTH. Unfortunately, right now, not a candidate for transplant because of no insurance. We will try to see if there is any ophthalmology clinic that might help, given the limitations of no insurance. I'm adjusting down medications, already off Norvasc, now off the hydralazine. Blood pressure is variable with frequent low blood pressure during dialysis. Echocardiogram is very important, as that might explain the low blood pressure during dialysis. We will make sure that this will happen by the end of this month. All issues discussed with the patient. I serve as interpreter for the other members of the team. To follow up on the discussion, end of dictation.